Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. Now, before we begin the show tonight, I wanted to introduce the audience to an incredible opportunity to secure your financial future. Folks who follow my channel know that I only promote what I believe in, and so I'm very selective about which businesses I choose to partner with. So with that said, I have been waiting on an opportunity like the one I'm about to share with you for a long time now, and I'm very excited that it's finally arrived because I do believe the moment has come for everybody out there to reevaluate the allocation of their financial resources on every level, and in particular, when it comes to your retirement and your savings. Folks, the banking crisis has begun, and it's only going to intensify as the old fiat system continues to fundamentally collapse. What we've seen happen with Silicon Valley Bank, with Credit Suisse, with Wells Fargo, and the rest of the big Wall Street banks is but a precursor to the full-blown collapse of the stock market, which is where most people's IRAs and 401ks and savings are tied up. Now, to be clear, folks, I myself am not a financial advisor, but the team that I am working with at this company has some of the best in the business. And that's why I'm trying to steer folks their way. Now, you've heard our beloved President Trump say over and over and over that the system is rigged, and he's 100% over the target. He's warning all of us about what's coming. So each of us who are awake need to do our part and take the necessary steps to stay ahead of the financial storm that has already begun. Time is truly of the essence. So if you have concerns about your portfolio, I don't want you to lose what you've worked so hard to earn and achieve. And this is why I recommend you go to patriotundergroundgold.com. Just click the link in the description, and my team is going to assist you in what will undoubtedly be the most important financial decision that you've ever made. Don't wait, folks. Seize the opportunity. patriotundergroundgold.com today. All right, everyone, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is April 6, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight I'm going to provide a situation analysis report, and we're going to get into a couple of very interesting questions. That's kind of how I framed tonight's episode. Are we going to make it to the 2024 election? And what is the deep state endgame versus the white hat boomerang endgame? We're going to explore those questions. We're also going to talk a little bit about the big news yesterday that RFK threw his hat into the ring as a Democratic presidential candidate. I'm going to talk about some of my initial reactions and analysis of that news. We're also going to get into some evidence or signs that we are, in fact, winning this war. We're going to talk about fifth generation false flag season, mass shootings on the rise, nukes, riots, and a whole bunch of key events and markers to pay attention and look out for as this incredible epic storm continues to build up steam. So let's just dive right in, folks. Hopefully you will enjoy. Now, are we going to make it to the 2024 election, given the status quo in this country right now and really throughout the entire world? Now, my assessment, my initial response to that question is no. Now, I know that in the past I have had similar notions. You'll recall that I didn't think that we were going to be able to make it to the midterm elections, and it turned out that myself and many others were mistaken about that. So I have to at least preface that with a little bit of humility and suggest to folks that, you know, this is speculatory in nature. But I'm going to lay out my case because I really don't think, with all of this talk about Trump in 2024 and RFK in 2024, and certainly, I mean, heck, we haven't even gotten halfway through 2023 and the world is in absolute chaos. And I do believe, folks, that given all of the geopolitical tensions that are escalating, given the congressional investigations that are leading to the exposure of the deep state, I really just don't see any way that we're going to be able to make it another 19, 20 months and not have the wheels fall off in the process. I mean, so much is happening right now. In a recent episode, I talked about the Epstein case that is moving forward in the U.S. Virgin Islands, despite several billionaires, including Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google, trying to stop the investigation and the trial from moving forward. And of course, as a result of his inability to use all of his power and influence to stop the trial, he's now singing like a canary. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what transpires as a result of this case in the Virgin Islands. But no amount of cabal bribery has been able to derail this case. And that is a major bellwether. That tells you who's really in control behind the scenes, despite all the optics, despite all the mainstream media gaslighting. The simple reality is, folks, is that the way this world has typically worked while the cabal has been in control, in fact, the way it's always worked, with maybe a few exceptions here or there, is that money, power, and influence ultimately defines the two-tier justice system. And while we are seeing the two-tier justice system on display here in America for optics purposes, in order to wake up the sleepers behind the scenes, the real story is that these investigations, these cases are moving forward despite all of the cabal's best efforts to stop them. And you can be sure that they didn't just stop at attempting to bribe, attempting to coerce. You know that they've done absolutely everything in their power to try to avoid justice. And yet, justice is moving forward like a freight train headed directly toward all of these criminals. And it's going to be absolutely epic once this finally breaks out into the mainstream. And of course, I think we could all agree that that can't happen fast enough. But the white hats cannot be bought, folks. This is a war against evil. This is a spiritual war. The white hats are godly men and women. And godly men and women who are on the warpath against evil have no interest in money, no interest in being bought off. They're doing this just as all of us are, selflessly, for the betterment of humanity. Not to mention the fact that we've got this incredible banking crisis going on. We've got the economic realignment of BRICS. We have whistleblowers emerging who are exposing truths that will cause wide-scale unrest. And the reason that that's happening, of course, is because now that we have a house that is controlled ultimately by Trump and the White Hats, there is a safe harbor in Congress for all these whistleblowers to go. And this is an example of how Q used AI to war game their strategy and determine that taking control of the House of Representatives, because of its investigative power and authority, was absolutely critical to checkmate. And Juan O'Savin talked about that during a recent interview, I believe, with Nino. And in a moment, I'm going to be discussing the larger White Hat strategy of fomenting unrest as a way to bring about checkmate on this 5D chessboard. So we got all of that stuff going on. We've also got a full-blown invasion at our border. We've got record amounts of drugs being trafficked. We've got massive increases in crime rates, which I happen to believe Nasara and Jassara will remedy, along with, of course, the kinetic white hat offensives that are taking place against the cartels as we speak. And in addition to that, we also have Trump under arrest with more charges looming. I've discussed that in quite a bit of detail lately. And certainly, that complicates his candidacy to a certain extent. And if it turns out that they have effectively prevented him from running, the vast majority of the nation who support him are going to be driven to a state of near revolution. And I'm going to talk about revolution versus civil war and the different strategies that are being parallel constructed by both the good guys and, of course, the enemy. Now, speaking of revolution, we see the same thing happening in France, and we also see the same thing happening in Israel. France is absolutely on fire at this point. You've probably seen some of the videos of the protesters actually storming in and taking over the BlackRock headquarters in that country. And we also have the Saudis and the Iranians leading the unification of the Muslim world. We have the Shanghai Cooperative Organization, otherwise known as the SCO, that is expanding rapidly while NATO is dying. We've also got Africa uniting. With Russia's help, they've removed most of the Khazarian mafia. The energy companies are being nationalized. The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are unable to steal resources. And all of these countries that have been some of the worst, most victimized by the cabal, are actually starting to unite and find strength and begin to rebuild not only their countries, but their culture and their heritage that's largely been stolen from them by this wicked enemy. We also have the impending invasion of Taiwan. You can see the narrative prep that is fully underway right now with the McCarthy visit recently. And as a result, China, of course, expanded its military presence in the Taiwan Strait, vowing to take offensive action if the United States continues to meddle in its affairs in terms of reunifying Taiwan with the mainland. Of course, we all know that China views Taiwan as a part of China. And of course it is. And there's a whole history there that goes back to Mao Zedong, and we're not going to get into all that. I've discussed some of that in the past, but there's a lot of legitimacy to that claim. And also over in that part of the world, we have North Korea doing very much the same on that peninsula, stating that the United States and South Korea engaging in military war games are leading to the brink of nuclear war. So I happen to believe, given all of those things that I just laid out, and of course there are many others, it's really just sort of a 40,000-foot view sampling of everything that's going on, not to mention, of course, the war in Ukraine. I happen to believe that the wheels are not going to stay on for very much longer. And the status quo, as we know it, to maintain this basic order at a societal level that's necessary to hold a civil election, I don't think is going to be in place by the time we get to 2024. In fact, I don't even think it's going to be in place by the time we get to the end of 2023. We are already on the verge of revolution here in the United States. And of course, this is not the only country where that is happening. This is happening all over the world. And I happen to believe that this is exactly the goal of the White Hats. The enemy, you see, they've been trying to maneuver us into civil war. That's their whole strategy, to divide and conquer. That's really what they want. Yes, they want a global war, they want world war, but they also want division within every country. They don't want any nation on earth to be unified. They want all of us to be fighting one another, but it's not working. If you really look beneath the surface, folks, and you analyze what's going on in Israel, you analyze what's happening in France, you analyze what's going on in Germany, in Africa, and so many of the other countries that I just mentioned, the people are turning against the establishment. They may not have figured out everything that we already know, but they are undoubtedly turning against the enemy in droves, and they're not turning against each other. And if you really want a barometer of where we are right now and who's really in control and the general direction of where we're headed, that is a very, very important fact to point out. They've been trying to maneuver us into civil war, but just the opposite is happening. We're not moving towards civil war, we're moving toward revolution. And obviously, you can see the French leading the way yet again, threatening basically to behead Macron and take out the guillotines and have a French Revolution 2.0. Now, that I don't think is a good idea because we all know how that ended. And certainly, that's not the road that we want to go down. But the point here, folks, is that the French people don't view each other as the enemy. They've identified who the enemy is. And this is happening in every country on earth right now. And yes, here in the United States, due to the unbelievable amount of MKUltra programming and decades of division and culture war, it's happening here, but it's happening at a much slower pace. But make no mistake about it, that is the direction that we are headed. We can see evidence of it everywhere. The MSM is framing all of this as civil wars and civil unrest because they don't want you to know that the people are unifying against the establishment. And all it's going to take, even here in the United States, is a financial meltdown. In fact, that's usually what causes the people to get out there in the streets. And that's one of the big reasons why we have to have this controlled demolition of the old system, because that's going to wake more people up probably than anything else. When people don't have access to their money, just like what happened in Kazakhstan when they tried to roll out a form of digital currency and people got locked out. Brad and I talked about that during our recent interview just the other day. But the financial meltdown is absolutely key. That's a major, major catalyst. And that's not the only one. I mean, especially if we're talking here in the context of the United States. Arresting Trump, preventing Trump from running, attempting to incarcerate him and do the same exact thing. It could drive the people to the point of revolution. And we could also throw in the disclosure of COVID and the bioweapon, the genocidal plot that they rolled out on all of us. We could also talk about the passing of the Restrict Act as being another catalyst that could launch us into that critical moment where the people respond violently to attempts to throw people in prison for exercising their God-given right, and by the way, their constitutional right to free speech. There are many different categories that have the potential to set people off to take back their government. And that's really what this is all about, not fighting one another. And I think that if you really want to look at one of the macro strategies here of the Q operation, it's been exactly that. It's been to reverse this programming that all of us look at each other as the enemy, that all of us fall into these patterns of division. And the reason that they're not able to really do this anymore, folks, is because we are ascending right now. Not only did Q leave us with all of these breadcrumbs that we started to investigate that ultimately formed into a grassroots movement and brought all of us together, created a community, created a worldwide movement like nothing the world has ever seen. You've heard Trump say that many times. The whole idea has always been to move people in the direction of unification. And even though it may not seem that way, because we still have the Mockingbird media and we still have all the propaganda and the deception, and we're still living very much in that status quo that we've always known. But if you scratch beneath the surface and you do a little bit of an analysis and a little bit of investigation and you really just analyze what's going on, you can see very clearly that people are not desiring to fight one another. People are recognizing that it is, in fact, the government that is causing all of these problems. It is the government pitted the people against one another time and time again. And it is the government that is doing everything to protect and insulate itself and its own interests. And that has been one of the major revelations that the Q operation has successfully implemented worldwide amongst all the people and all the nations of the earth. Now, that's not to suggest that the deep state is toothless. It's not to suggest that they're not trying to engineer civil conflict using false flags and pre-positioned assets. Of course they are. And they're going to continue to do that. But their efforts are not going to be successful because the people are awake at a level that we've never actually seen before. And this is before all of this disclosure becomes mainstream. This grassroots movement that we have been a part of and we've helped build is raising and elevating the consciousness of humanity all over the world. It's undeniable, folks. People are paying more attention. People are thinking critically. They're not just simply believing everything that they're being told. The cognitive dissonance that's been induced as a part of this strategy is massively effective. And again, you can see evidence of it everywhere. Now, still, we have an enemy that is attacking us using fifth generation warfare tactics. We've got the ongoing poisoning of our food supply. We've got the infusion of the same mRNA gene editing poison that they put in the jab now in our food supply. Because, of course, people aren't getting jabbed. People have gotten wise to the whole vaccine agenda. So now what they're doing is they're putting it in our food. They're putting it in any type of attack vector that they can think of to get their agenda to where it needs to be in order to be effective. But again, it's not working, folks, because we are now the real news. We are in control of the information. We're the ones who are spreading all of the truth that is actually literally saving lives at this point. We just found out that there are medical codes that were introduced during the COVID-19 pandemic to show when people are unvaccinated or quote-unquote under-vaccinated, which means, of course, you haven't had all your boosters, that are actually being used, these codes, to track people. And this has been confirmed by top U.S. public health agencies. We've got ongoing weather warfare. We've got chemtrailing still causing illness and devastation. And yet, despite all of these attacks against us, folks, the public consciousness is rising every single day. The MSM gaslighting isn't working anymore. And discontent is rising to a fever pitch. So again, do I believe that we're going to make it to the 2024 election? Absolutely not. And that brings me really to the next segment of the show that I wanted to discuss, which is the analysis of RFK, Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy, throwing his hat in the ring for president. Now, I posted on Telegram last night some of my initial thoughts about this, and I'm going to share those and expand upon what I said yesterday a little bit more. Now, my gut tells me that RFK is fully read in, and that this is part of a plan to shift the ideology of the left back towards reality. We may not agree on everything, but one thing is for sure, RFK has taken principled stands on certain issues, especially the vaccine issue, that I have to respect. And I also believe that the positions he's taken on these issues will have the effect of refocusing the consciousness of the left away from this wokeism and mass formation psychosis of gender and pronoun obsession and which toilet we should use back in the general direction of reality. Now, I think that RFK knows full well that there are going to be major events. In fact, they're already happening. They're already transpiring, that are going to render a typical 2024 election impossible. And we also have to remember that he is a Kennedy, a member of the same family that by most accounts was the genesis of the modern Q operation. You might recall that he was asked during an interview by a listener a while back to scratch his nose if JFK Jr. was alive. Someone posted that in the comments. And the minute he saw that, a big smile came over his face. You could see that he was trying to hide it somewhat, but a big smile came over his face, and sure enough, he scratched his nose. This is an individual who knows what's going on. He's part of the plan, folks. He's been out there waging war against Big Pharma. He is opposed to cabal interest on multiple different levels on a wide range of issues. So despite the optics of appearing to support the fake Biden administration, including the tweets and the social media posts of his wife, we have to remember, folks, that all is not what it appears to be on the surface. Q told us that a good movie requires great actors. And we can be certain that there are many surprises in store as we approach the climax of this pantomime. Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy's role, in my view, is to re-engineer the ideology of the Democratic Party. And why is that necessary? Well, folks, this is about all of us. Where we go one, we go all. It's about reversing the programming that the left specifically has been victimized by, but doing it incrementally, because that's really the only way that the programming can be reversed. And we have to look at how far the modern Democratic Party has strayed since the days of JFK. When you really think about it, and I know that a lot of people out there in my audience remember that era, they lived through it. The Democratic Party under JFK would be considered far right, would be considered fringe, would be considered terrorists by the standards of today's Democratic Party. And of course, the MSM narrative that goes along with it. John F. Kennedy was about doing the best for the American people, just like Trump. And he sought to uphold our basic rights. And he sought to unify the nation because he recognized who the true enemy is. Just like I talked about a moment ago, the entire world is starting to see it clearer and clearer with every passing day. He understood what the cabal was all about. Unfortunately, at that time, I don't think there was a recognition of how powerful the cabal had become. But he certainly knew that they had a stranglehold over our media, over our academia, our military, our financial sector, on and on and on. And like I said a moment ago, folks, there are a lot of people out there, and I understand the sentiment because I felt it many times, who think, you know, screw all these people who are asleep. Screw all these people who don't get it. Let them basically just fall victim to history. But that's not what this plan is really all about. Nor do I think it would work if that was the approach. This is about getting as many people on board and healing the broken psyche of this nation. And that's going to involve all of us when it really comes down to it, folks. And you've heard me discuss our role, our divinely appointed role, many times, and I'll probably touch upon it again tonight. This is about the reunification of this country and really of this entire world. There are millions and millions of good people out there who have been victimized by the system to believe that going along to get along and believing in the establishment, believing in the mainstream narrative was the right thing to do. They believe that they're doing the best that they possibly can in the interest of humanity. They just don't understand that they're dealing with hardcore, cold-blooded, ruthless, psychopathic evil that's been lying to them and deceiving them about everything ever since they entered this world, and that is the least of their sins, as we know. And so we really have to pause, I think, sometimes, and we have to separate ourselves from the emotions that we feel by dealing and having to interact with the people in our lives and the frustration and anger it causes, and recognize that this was all engineered. And that these people, most of them, are good people. They're not our enemies. They're our brothers, they're our sisters, and they deserve our assistance. They deserve the opportunity to be able to be brought into the fold. And don't kid yourself, folks, as time goes on, more and more people are doing exactly that. And that's why I think that during this process, as RFK comes onto the scene in a major way and starts giving speeches and starts presenting a platform and gains in popularity, this whole reversal is going to be pretty dramatic in terms of the Democratic platform. The whole climate change nonsense, that's just one category. But I believe that we're going to see the left start shifting away from focusing on people's feelings and their pronouns and their gender, and they're going to start refocusing on facts and reality. because that's what Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy is really all about. Now, again, I may not agree with the man on everything. I certainly don't. But I also happen to believe that he is a white hat plant. He's fulfilling a very vital role that is essential to the success of this plan. This is the only way to move the country forward as one nation. And it's absolutely critical to the success of the Q operation. Folks, people are hungry for this type of change. And I do believe that RFK was chosen a long time ago to step into this role at the appropriate time, and now is the appropriate time. And I don't doubt for one second that the good guys have their plants, they have their infiltrators, they have their moles, they have their people in place. I think at a level that's going to be absolutely staggering, even to those of us who are fully awake. They're piecing the country together one step at a time. And this is all a part of the plan. It's all a part of the movie, the pantomime that we're not only living through, but participating in. And the fact that the country is being moved in the direction of reunification is evident in terms of the multiple signs that we are actually winning this war, not just here in America, but all over the world. So let's discuss some of the signs that we are actually winning this war. I've already mentioned some. There are so many. And yet, despite all of that, people are still complaining that nothing is happening, things are taking too long, and I understand. But this is a slow, gradual, incremental process because it has to be for many, many different reasons, all of which I've discussed in detail. But let's talk for a second. Let's just list some examples here that point to us actually winning this war. We have the death of the petrodollar. Not only that, we have the rise in the price of gold and silver. That, of course, has long been predicted. That was actually just reported the other day that suddenly gold and silver are trending in the direction that we always knew that they would. And not only that, we've also got the investigations in Congress into human trafficking and the money laundering networks. We've also got investigations into the COVID pandemic. And all of this is ongoing. Of course, the MSM isn't reporting on it. They're not telling you the truth about it, but that doesn't change the fact that it's happening. They're still using their most powerful weapon, and that is the mainstream media, because the mainstream media upholds the MKUltra fear-based status quo by suppressing the truth and constantly using fear and deception to keep people addicted to their programming. But this is also changing as well. As we can see, more and more evidence of people turning away from the mainstream media, shutting off their TVs and going on the internet and seeking out truthful information. We can't deny that this is happening, folks. Followed by 34 missiles fired into Israel, which to me is a very clear calm that Trump is taking on the Zionists. He's put them on notice. He's put the MSM on notice. He's talked about public executions. He's warning them that they are committing treason by suppressing everything that's going on right now. You think that Trump is just saying these things just to say them? Of course not. There is weight behind everything that that man says. There is purpose behind everything that he says. If he's talking about public execution, he's talking about treason. There's a very good reason for that. He also mentioned the Espionage Act just the other day as a foreshadowing of this reversal event. And by the way, folks, during a time of war, and you remember that Trump told us in his own way, remember right after COVID hit, that we may already be at war, and they locked down Cheyenne Mountain. We are in a state of war. We are in a continuity of government devolution scenario right now. And during a time of war, espionage is an automatic death sentence under the United States Military Code of Justice. So when Trump is talking about espionage in a time of war, he's sending a very clear message to the enemy. This is absolutely vital to understand. And we also have the realignment of social media. We have big tech layoffs. Their entire apparatus of narrative control is being dismantled. And this is playing out in the public space. As we're continuing to hear about layoffs, we're continuing to hear about downsizing in big tech, major companies like Google and Facebook, at the same time as other media platforms are exploding in popularity. We've got a $3 trillion lawsuit against Pfizer. The announcement of the COVID pandemic being over, basically all over the world. Although fake Fauci just came out and said that there would be another one next year. Wow, isn't that convenient? And doesn't that sound familiar? Another plandemic just on time for an election year. I happen to believe, folks, that this is all scripted. This is helping people out there who are struggling to piece everything together to connect the dots. The acceleration of their plan, the repeat of the same playbook over and over and over. It's finally starting to penetrate the consciousness of the masses. People are getting it now. And this is all being done strategically. It's all brilliant the way that this is playing out. Yes, it's frustrating. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish we could hit the fast forward button. And honestly, folks, if I had the ability to do that, if any of us had the ability to do that, we would have done it a long time ago. But there's also a very specific spiritual purpose for all of that. And I'm going to touch upon that towards the end of the show tonight. But the same playbook over and over and over again is breaking the conditioning in the same way that forcing the acceleration of their agenda has done. We also have the collapse of Hollywood and the mainstream media. You've heard so many people talk about it. Hollywood is basically a ghost town. Tom Hanks hasn't tweeted in years. A guy who you couldn't shut up. The houses, the big mansions are empty. The people that we do see on TV look nothing like they used to look. The mainstream media has clearly been infiltrated by the White Hats. And of course, the pockets that they don't control are continuing to just plummet and plummet and plummet. This is all evidence, folks, that we're winning this war. It was just a story that came out today about Leonardo DiCaprio testifying in a trial involving international money laundering connected to Obama's 2012 re-election campaign. This is huge. Not only that, I also saw an article, a report that Obama is planning to relocate to Kenya in June. Now, I haven't actually substantiated that, but I figured I'd just throw it out there because I'm sure some of you folks probably have heard this news as well. We've got Elon Musk labeling NPR as U.S. state media. That only happens in a communist country, folks. And that's exactly what Trump keeps pointing out. I've become a communist country. We sailed right past socialism. And speaking of Elon, of course, how can we forget about the Twitter files, which are just beginning. This is the stuff that has been put out there so far is just an appetizer. As significant as it's been, it's nothing in comparison to what's coming on Twitter and the moves that Elon Musk is getting ready to make, long planned moves behind the scenes. We've got the cartels being engaged by the white hats in Mexico and Central America as well. We've also got ongoing kinetic operations in both Ukraine, of course, overtly, and of course, underground in the tunnel systems. And speaking of Mexico, by the way, even the Mexican president came out publicly supporting Donald Trump and calling the arrest a smear campaign, which it absolutely is. We've got the cartels pulling their assets out of U.S. banks amidst Trump's threats to them that he's going to take them down. The man who supposedly is just so weak right now that he's being arrested, he's being dragged into court in New York, he's had all these charges against him, but yet he still has the power and influence to scare the cartels to a level where they're now pulling all of their cash out of the banks. That's what caused Silicon Valley Bank to collapse. You've heard Jim Willey talk about it. Mike Gill talked about it in his interview with Kerry Cassidy. And by the way, Mike Gill's evidence is being investigated in the House Ways and Means Committee. All of these pieces are coming together. We've got Epstein connections surfacing. The U.S. Virgin Island case that I mentioned earlier. The J.P. Morgan connections to Epstein. And speaking of J.P. Morgan, we had Jamie Dimon come out and advocate federal seizure of property to build wind and solar farms. I mean, folks, if you think that anyone out there is actually supporting those types of statements, other than the total whack jobs, the people who are just so far gone that they're going to believe absolutely anything to the bitter end, and that's a very small percentage of people, folks. We're talking about, I think, probably less. People have said 8 to 10%. I think it's way less than that. I think it's more like 5 or less percent of people that are just that far gone that they're never going to wake up. Those are the only people that are reading those types of articles and going, yeah, that's a great idea. Those people, and of course the enemy, are the only ones that are thinking in that type of a manner and thinking that that's the direction that we should be headed. Steal people's land so that we can build solar farms that are basically just a hoax connected to this larger hoax of climate change and this whole carbon emissions nonsense. This is being rejected in mass, folks. And I happen to believe that a lot of these articles and these statements that these clowns are making are being scripted by the white hats to do exactly what I've been talking about this entire time, which is to wake people up and to snap them out of their coma. And it's working. And in terms of red-pilling people, the movie Sound of Freedom, starring Jim Caviezel, that we've heard a lot about. I think there are some folks out there who may have attended a screening. I myself have not seen the film. I desperately want to. But the news just came out that that movie is going to debut later this year, by the end of 2023. And that is going to have an absolute, in my view, this is going to have a seismic impact on the public consciousness, especially as we start to get closer and closer to the disclosure of what these monsters have done to our children. And I happen to think that this is a precursor. It's a way to sort of preheat the oven, if you will, to get people ready to face these horrific realities. Now, my understanding about this film is that it's deeply, deeply disturbing, but it's also done in a way that is tasteful and cannot obviously be construed as any type of child pornography or anything along those lines. Certainly, they had to walk a very fine line there between being realistic and going too far. And from what I understand, this was really just, they struck a perfect balance. And I've heard this film is just moving at such a level that, you know, people literally just sat there all the way through the credits and couldn't even speak and just had to sit there and process it and take it all in. And I think this is going to be a major, major precursor to the truth coming out about what's been going on an industrial scale as far as human trafficking. And then, of course, the rabbit hole gets even deeper when we get into satanic ritual abuse and all of the other truths that inevitably will come out. So this is yet another sign that we are winning this war. And of course, in a geopolitical sense, we can see that the BRICS alliance is strengthening while NATO is dying. The U.S., and this was very interesting, the U.S., it was announced today, is opposing offering Ukraine a roadmap to NATO membership. The U.S., Germany, and Hungary are resisting the efforts of other EU states to offer Kiev deeper ties with NATO. And of course, this raises the question, why does the U.S. seem to oppose this NATO membership? And I think there are several reasons. First of all, the war is already lost, and the money that's being sent to Ukraine is actually being laundered and redirected to the cabal families. Not only that, even the deep state knows that NATO will be dissolved sooner rather than later. And so this is a desperation attempt to repel Russian forces that's not going to work. Obviously, if Ukraine is made a member nation, and this would force other NATO nations into direct conflict with Russia, because an attack against one is considered an attack against all of them. And we've heard about the backdoor deals that have been made, particularly by Germany with Russia, not only to secure their energy needs and supply, but also to provide for a new security framework in Europe. And this is also the reason that the official narrative on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage was changed, to give Germany a rationale to avoid involvement in Ukraine. They don't want any part of it. Now, it's also possible that the White Hats are pulling the strings behind the scenes in this case in terms of policy, in this particular instance, in order to accelerate the end of the war and avoid a larger escalation. Because if Biden and the cabal were actually in control, the opposite would be happening. They would be pushing to get Ukraine into NATO as soon as possible in order to have a conflagration that will lead into thermonuclear war. That's exactly what they've always strategized and planned for. So the cabal power structure that remains in Europe is increasingly isolated in its push to involve the United States and to expand this war. And this is a big reason why we're seeing the mainstream media start to prep all of these narratives, because they see the writing on the wall. They're having to play all of these cards that they had always planned on playing far too early. We're also seeing rising opposition to artificial intelligence being rolled out. Now that ChatGPT has come out and raised all sorts of questions with regard to the existential threat that AI poses to humanity. We've got revolution inside of Israel brewing, and of course France, which I mentioned a moment ago, demonstrating inside of BlackRock. Humanity is rising, folks. So with all of this going on, as we approach the precipice, it makes sense to analyze where we are right now in terms of the deep state endgame versus the white hat boomerang reversal event. So let's take a look at some of the key aspects of what the deep state had planned for this season of the war as we approach the climactic moments that we've been discussing for so long. Now, we've definitely seen an uptick in mass shootings lately. In fact, there was just another report that came out right before I went on to record tonight about a plot that had been foiled. I can't remember what state it was in, by yet another transgender individual who had a manifesto. And of course, the official narrative of the most recent shooting has been completely debunked at this point. Sneakergate, some people are calling it. But this is definitely an attack vector that the cabal has always planned, and really they've been using now for years, but they've always planned to have these MKUltra sleepers activated during the final stages of this war. So the uptick in mass shootings, I definitely believe, unfortunately, will continue, particularly considering that more charges against Trump are undoubtedly coming. And this is going to be the narrative behind all of it that the MSM is going to present. The deep state is going to trigger these mass shootings. And then ultimately, there's going to be the tactic of trying to blame Trump supporters for carrying out these shootings over his arrest. And this is going to create, at least in their mind, a civil war type of scenario. And so we've got to be very, very careful. We've got to have our heads on a swivel. I certainly think that we have to be carrying whenever and wherever we possibly can to be able to mitigate these types of attacks that will be on the rise in the days, weeks, and months to come. The whole goal here is to carry out these mass shootings. I mean, we're seeing, of course, these transgender individuals at this point, but eventually it's just going to become mass shootings that they're going to attempt to blame on Trump supporters. Probably have people dress up in MAGA gear and go shoot up a crowd of people somewhere. So we have to be very aware of this. We have to be very careful. We have to sustain these fifth generational attacks against us that are attempting to pit human beings against one another and ultimately come out stronger on the other end as one unified people. And unfortunately, this type of attack vector is one of the hardest, as we all know. You heard Gene Decode talk about how years and years ago they had one MKUltra sleeper per city block in every city in the nation. And since then, you can only imagine the amount of individuals they've added to that standing army. And I do believe that this is what we're starting to see roll out. And the agenda is going to be, like I said, to blame Trump supporters, to frame us as a way of fomenting civil unrest that will lead to civil war. But it's not going to work. It is a failed strategy. This was always the deep state, Pentagon, CIA, Obama, Rockefeller plan. And the plan was that they were going to create so much chaos that would lead to civil war that they would then have the rationale to give power to the UN over the United States military and, of course, law enforcement. The deep state final move, or one of their final moves, was to arrest not only just the patriots, but the U.S. military commanders that are loyal to the Republic. Any Trump loyalists, any Republican really, or any what they would consider to be rogue commander that refused to go along with the New World Order agenda. So the idea was they were going to give the UN control over law enforcement and military. And I happen to believe that this is why we've seen UN vehicles and troops on U.S. soil time and time again. You've seen countless videos and reports of exactly that. There are many reports of a UN standing army, mostly CCP plus cartel mercenaries and even reported cyborgs underground. And under a crisis scenario with people in fear, their plan was to create and to pass very quick laws to seize control of the system and then arrest the military commanders loyal to Trump and the Republic, as well as all of us. And they imagined that this would escalate the civil unrest and lead to full-blown civil war. Again, this was the deep state plan. So how do the White Hats counter this? Well, they would need to engage and eliminate these rogue forces underground, which has been happening. It's ongoing as we speak. And by the way, the Cabal had similar plans all over the world. This is a major part of the underground war objective, is to eliminate the Cabal's secret assets beneath the surface that they plan to use to cause civil war and to seize full control of the military and the government. This was their takeover strategy. And you have to keep in mind that the White Hat goal is to bring us not to the precipice of civil war, not to engineer a civil war, but to bring us to the precipice of revolution. The deep state, their plan has always been to divide and conquer. That's not what happens during a revolutionary war. During a revolutionary war, the people, for the most part, are united against a common enemy. And that's what's happening worldwide, folks. I've been talking about it in detail tonight. People all over the world, in every nation, are uniting against the true enemy. So I happen to believe that we're going to reach the precipice of what may appear to be civil war in terms of the optics, as far, at least as long as the mainstream media is there to deceive and gaslight everyone. But the reality will be that it's not the precipice of civil war, but rather the precipice of a revolutionary war, that the military is going to intervene to prevent citizens from having to engage in kinetic fighting to take our country back. That's really the end game of this Q operation. The reality will be that the rioting and the unrest is not going to be indicative of a budding civil war, but rather a violent revolution, which the White Hats will prevent by stepping in and administering disclosure and justice to complete the reunification process of God's people. The National Guard has been federalized under Trump. The White Hats have been engaging the CCP and the deep state UN troops underground. And so when this situation escalates to the moment where military intervention becomes necessary, there will be some kinetic fighting between the National Guard, between the White Hat military, and the UN troops. There's no question about that. We're also going to see the National Guard engage domestic terror cells like Antifa. We all know that Q talked about that in detail. We see that optically, Russia and China are supporting, upholding the United Nations. But I happen to believe that this is setting up the exposure of the private corporation, which is the United Nations, that's owned by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. You may have seen these reports that talked about Putin and Xi calling for a multipolar world under UN leadership. And of course, this confuses a lot of people. It's all part of the fog of war. But the real goal here is to reveal that the UN is a criminal organization. And the moment that Biden hands over military and policing power to an unelected bureaucracy, all of the optics are going to dissolve. You got to remember here, folks, that part of the art of war, the tactic, is to always place enemy assets and organizations in the spotlight so they can destroy themselves. That's exactly what Trump has done over and over and over again. And just like he's done that masterfully with the swamp, Putin and Xi, who are White Hats, are doing the same thing with the UN. And so it looks like the stage is set for the deep state to deploy all assets to get us into civil war, to get us into World War III. But we have the White Hat sleepers, Putin and Xi, amongst many others, who are actually going to prevent world war. And the military assets that are loyal to the Republic, the National Guard, the Marines, the Special Forces, Space Force, and certain elements of our intelligence community, specifically the DIA and the NSA, are going to prevent the deep state plans of fomenting civil and world war from coming to fruition. That means that we are waiting for the enemy to play their hand and to make their move. And so with all that being said, folks, what are some key events that we have to watch for in the days, weeks, and months ahead? Well, certainly we can expect a widening banking collapse and an attempt to impose CBDC, which we've discussed in detail lately. We can also expect, in that same category, riots as access to funds is denied. And this is one of the major reasons that CBDC will fail. I mentioned Kazakhstan not too long ago as an example of that. We can expect that there are going to be more charges against Trump. There are going to be false flag attacks blamed on his supporters, like I just mentioned. We're going to see increased fifth-gen attacks and federal land grabs and supply chain breakdowns. This is all part of the precipice of destruction. We're going to see the attempt to censor us ramp up. We've already talked about the Restrict Act, which will also fail. Attempted gun control, which will also fail. And as the chaos escalates, fake Biden will call for the UN to intervene because he doesn't control the military. It's very possible we could see an EMP strike. You've heard me talk a lot about the nuclear false flag card, the Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0. I do believe that all of these are very much on the table, and very likely some, maybe all, of these events will come to pass. The EBS undoubtedly is going to be triggered, folks, and the white hats are going to begin overt operations and make mass arrests. We are moving in that direction. And of course, Trump is going to emerge, as he's promised recently in several speeches, to make peace with China and Russia and to avoid World War III. Another reason why I don't think we're going to make it to 2024 in the election cycle under the current status quo, like I talked about earlier. We're going to see military tribunals that lead to the declassification of the Q operation. And this could very well be connected to these warrants that have been issued for Trump's arrest, for Putin's arrest, for Xi Jinping's arrest. I talked about that on a recent episode. But the fall of the cabal, from an economic standpoint, is a mathematical certainty. It's just a matter of time now. And this is primarily due to the influence of the BRICS alliance. We rely on the import-export system to sustain our economy. And this is one of the major reasons that CBDC will sink in the harbor, like Jim Woolley said. Not to mention the rioting that will ensue when people's funds become inaccessible to them. And so all of these events are leading to military intervention by the White Hats. And those of us who have been awake and aware and paying attention, doing the research, pooling our brain power together, we've come to understand that these events have had to transpire the way they have, and that everything leading us to the precipice of destruction is necessary in order to conduct a controlled demolition of the old system. There's no other way to defeat this evil other than this incredible sting operation that we've been living through. It's been a long and grueling process, folks, and it will continue into the foreseeable future. So it's important for people to maintain their focus on key events and markers as opposed to timelines and dates. And I've stressed this over and over because I've personally learned this lesson along the way in my journey. I do believe that the insertion of dates and false timelines is an enemy tactic to cause bitterness, division, and overall dissension within the patriot community. Remember, they're all about divide and conquer. And while I believe that we are in the final stages of this war, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be over in a matter of weeks. I wish it were. But we really have to brace ourselves for the possibility that this could go on for a little bit longer. Like I said, I don't think we're going to get to 2024 without military intervention. But one thing is for sure, folks, we're all along for the ride, and we have to remain strong in faith, and we have to remain fluid regardless of what the enemy throws at us, because we are very much engaged in a war, and war is always unpredictable. Pepe Lives Matter actually put out a very good post talking about where we are right now and reflecting the type of mentality that I'm hoping to leave folks with tonight. The post said, quote, "Everyone is getting so outraged all the time, constantly offended and distressed at the state of the world. Yes, it's been very exhausting and tiring to watch all of this unfold, but at the same time, it's a special honor to be alive right now. In my opinion, you're watching a scripted movie designed by God to awaken the masses, unveiling like never before. That doesn't mean that we don't participate in enacting change, far from it. But it does give me a steady belief that there's nothing that can stop what is coming. That faith is an anchor in these trying times. If you don't have it, you're going to constantly feel weary, disheartened, and troubled, when perhaps you're not supposed to hold that entire burden. Give it over to God. A lot of us have changed for the better. I can guarantee it. You're more patient, strong, and awake than ever before, are you not? How have you been changed or transformed since becoming an Anon?" Very wise words, folks. I urge everybody out there to use discernment. Be careful not to buy into hopium, but rather to stay focused on markers and events. We are indeed building the new world and pioneering the golden age, as Trump has referred to. And we will take that quantum leap as well. But it will not be until the deep state has played all of their cards and expended all of their ammunition. So we need to keep our heads on a swivel and keep our frequency high and strengthen our faith in God, most importantly. We win because he's already won. And it's our job to hold the line as we bring the rest of humanity up to speed and fully unify against this enemy, which will mean the final nails in their coffin. The end is near, folks, and the best is yet to come. All right, everyone. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Please let me know in the comments. Take a moment to hit that like button and subscribe to my different platforms. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. You can also check out the links in the description to support my work. Please check out patriotunderground.shop, which is filled with great merch. I have the Eagle logo. I have the traditional Patriot Underground logo on water bottles, beer mugs, stickers, hoodies, shirts, hats, etc. All very high quality, very reasonably priced. Helps me out a great deal, folks. Also, please consider becoming a patron and getting first access to all of my new content. You can make a donation monthly for as much or as little as you want. And I just want to say thank you to all of my patrons, as I always do, and salute each and every one of you. God bless you for your support. And finally, folks, before I leave you tonight, just a reminder to check out the link in the description. Click on it today, patriotundergroundgold.com. This is an amazing opportunity to reallocate your financial resources in terms of your 401k, your IRA, and back all of your savings and retirement funds with gold and silver and other precious metals. This is a no-brainer decision, folks. You've heard Jim Willey and several other great financial experts out there talk about gold and silver skyrocketing at a certain point as all of this old system comes crumbling down to the ground. This is the time to make these type of moves. I urge each and every one of you today to check out patriotundergroundgold.com and begin your journey today. I promise you, folks, I will never, ever steer you wrong. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon with another report. Until then, Patriot out.